fashion. For the animal kingdom, there is no such thing, mere innocence. But Delmarva Public Radio SAS George Merrill notes, for humans, it means a careful examination of how we look, especially to others.
Animals and birds dress the same way for most all occasions. Nature clothes animals for attracting mates and avoiding enemies. We change constantly, not so much for weather or avoiding enemies, but more to attract mates and to be fashionable. Young men and women may wear shorts and t-shirts in midwinter or woolen caps in the summer. It's stylish. Older people like me, having secured mates and wearied our enemies, don't care what we wear anymore. We want mostly to stay cool when it's hot and warm when it's cold. Near the town of Claiborne recently, I noticed several horses in a field. The horses wore jackets. I knew horses wore shoes, but I was surprised at the jackets. Clothing animals seems as unnatural to me as if I would walk Main Street buck naked. I've seen society ladies donning fur coats while walking manicured poodles that wore plaid waistcoats and bow ties. Considering why the lady is bringing the dog outside to walk anyway, I'd say both were overdressed for the occasion. Circus trainers have monkeys wear diapers, dresses, or even carrying handbags. They'll put silly hats that look like Dixie cups on elephants. You don't see those trainers dressing up lions or snakes. It was enough getting the lion to jump through hoops on command or teaching poisonous snakes to slither around their necks. These trainers were wise, leaving well enough alone. We find difficulty in accepting animals as they are. It's because we struggle to accept ourselves for who we are. Just looking the way we are is never enough. In children's books, we dress animals up. Books like Winnie the Pooh and The Wind in the Willows. Ernest A. Shepherd illustrated both books. He clothed some animals, but not others. Why he chose to dress one and not the other isn't clear. In The Wind in the Willows, only otter, old gray horse, and the field mice are depicted au naturel. Others, like mole, rat, badger, dress for their adventures. A revised Pooh storybook has appeared. Of its animals, only two are clothed, Pooh and Piglet. The rest, like Tigger, Roo, Owl, and Kanga, and Rabbit, appear unclad. Children's books today seem to promote a come-as-you-are attitude. Come-as-you-are, or dressing down, however, is deceptive. We travel in wrinkled sweatsuits, attend weddings in jeans and tank tops, not unlike the top Pooh wears, appear in church wearing shorts and t-shirts. On beaches, many bathers wear, if anything, a little more than Tigger or Roo. Is that because we're free spirits? Not at all. Dressing down, however nonchalant it's meant to appear, is in fact very calculated. Why purchase jeans for top dollar that are torn and faded when you're buying them brand new? It's a way of saying to others, we're not worried about appearances. In fact, we're very worried about appearances. We humans are pretentious. Animals have no pretensions. Their innocence is their beauty. Why not then let our animals be and come as they are? After all, fashion is our folly, not theirs. George Merrill, On the Shore.